Water neutrality of the project was assessed or based on modeling 5 scenarios of demand management measures and 2 additional scenarios, progressive towards neutrality and beyond neutrality. The scenarios demand management measures include higher retrofitting with variable tariffs, ambitious code or sustainable homes called CSH, ambitious CSH with variable tariffs, composite scenario with variable tariffs, progressive towards neutrality, and beyond neutrality. The progressive scenario achieved only 1/3 of the savings needed to reach neutrality. The other scenarios assumed more far-reaching changes, with 5 scenarios achieving water neutrality and 1 scenario going beyond neutrality, achieving an additional 20% reduction in demand. The analysis showed that non-households, such as industry and businesses, and existing households made up the largest proportions of water savings in all the neutrality scenarios. Non-households accounted for 1/3 of the water saved in each neutrality scenario, and existing households accounted for between 23 and 47% of total water saved. Some of the measures that help achieve water neutrality in the project include introduction of compulsory metering, introduction of rising block variable tariff, new buildings with high water efficiency, and retrofitting in existing buildings.